The very first thing we do is define an exception class called divide by zero. Remember that an exception class is just like an ordinary class, except that we use instances of it to represent exceptions. The next thing of importance is in the divide function. This function tests for divide by zero, and if it occurs, then we construct and throw a divide by zero object exception. Finally, in the main function, in order to catch an exception, we must use a try-catch block. In particular, we wrap the code that can potentially throw an exception in the try block, and we write the exception handling code in the catch block. Note that the catch block takes an object. That is the exception we are looking to catch and handle. As you can see from the main function, we do try and divide by zero. Thus, when we run this program, the error message is displayed to the console window, divide by zero, result undefined.